God, I swear, if I had to knock on that door one more time, I'm taking happiness somewhere else. But luckily, someone answered. And I love that promo. It always takes me to a happy place. New Honglin, you have the cutest aww part in that. But Lai Ming, can we start with your happy place today?
Sure, why not? Mine is pretty nerdy to begin with, though.
Pretty what?
Nerdy.
Nerdy. So yeah, you could be happily disordered.
Okay, if you say that, yes. I'm okay. Happily
I didn't
disordered
say it. The Who said it, okay? I didn't say anything. Apparently, I'm disordered
no,
as
you
well
said it.
All right,
the Who
I said
didn't
it
say whatever, it.
What's happy?
It has to do with a gadget. So okay, over the course of a week, I sold my a used laptop that I have been using for a couple of years.
Okay.
On one of those platforms for idle items. It's called yeah Xianyu. It's under Alibaba. So I sold it for 3,500 yuan.
It's a good deal, you think?
I think it was a good deal.
Okay.
And then there's more complications. I sold it over the internet. I had it mailed to a guy in Jiangsu province. Earlier today, he told me that he didn't enjoy the laptop because
the guy in Jiangsu province.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the screen, and apparently,
I mean, what did you do?
There's some defect with the screen, and I only found out about it earlier today, and I found out that Apple was offering free maintenance services for
yeah
that. So I would be able to replace the screen for free.
Oh,
and,
nice!
And the best part is I can only have it replaced for free before July 2018.
So you're cutting it close, dude.
So, yeah, if I didn't sell it to this guy, I wouldn't know that there's something wrong with the screen, and I wouldn't be able to enjoy that free service. So, so although it's a lot of complications, it's kind of like a roller coaster ride. Initially, yeah, I felt I was happy because it was a good deal, and then I was turned down, and then now I know I'm getting a free replacement. So it's all a nerdy story, but yes.
So your happy place is that you got free stuff.
I got free stuff. And also in the meantime, I gained experience. I've always been interested in how those shopkeepers on Taobao, how they do business. And
yeah,
I know Xianyu is a different platform, but I guess I got a taste of it.
But so why are you sending people laptops that don't work?
It
what's
works
up,
perfectly,
man, huh?
It works perfect.
This guy in Jiangsu province, like, finally I get to play my disorder games. Yeah!
Oh, a little confession to make. My wife has been using that laptop for a while. And
blaming the wife. Real
we,
mature.
We all know she's not necessarily the most organized woman in the world. So
oh, no. Like,
what
you
mean
are digging yourself
know
a hole, buddy.
While I was while I was cleaning the laptop before I mailed it, I saw there's some scratch or some stain on the screen, and I thought
how
it was just
dare
dirty.
She?
So I wipe it off with the towel. And
yeah,
I thought that's just it. And apparently, whoever is buying pays a lot more attention than I did.
Guys, see, if we don't hear from Lai Ming on Monday, it's because his wife heard this show.
Yeah, and also, I don't think it's a story about saving some money or getting to enjoy
hey, it's
free
his happy place
stuff. I think his happy place is secretly that being the hero in the family, saving his wife by providing her with a new laptop, as I know that you're going to do in the
oh,
future.
Yeah. The other yeah thing is,
but
yes,
he just threw her under the bus and blamed her for the problem.
No, it's just a disguise. You know, as a stingy happy couple, they try to disguise their happy married story with all these tiny sentences
okay
throwing her under the bus. I think it's just a man wanted to be a hero and getting to be that hero successfully do something he didn't do in the past
yeah
and being very happy about
okay
it.
Okay, your happiness confuses me, but I'm happy for you.
You have to be a very extremely nerdy to understand it.
Okay, all right, fair enough. New Hong Lin tends to understand these things because she is also a nerd, as I understand. What is your happy place, m'lady?
Well, while Lai Ming's happy place is to being able to find a whole new mountain and conquer that mountain.
A whole new world.
And complete that challenge. Mine is all about relaxing and having fun. It's about a musical called Assassin. It's a Broadway
okay, wait a
musical.
Minute, hold on.
What does it have to do with
wait,
the, with
this
the game?
This perfectly describes New Honglin. She's like, I found a nice way to spend time. It's a musical. It's nice. It's easy. It's called Assassin.
Yeah.
And for anyone that doesn't know, assassins kill people.
Well, it's a multi-Tony Award-winning theoretical musical. I loved it.
Of course you did.
It's a story of...
Does it involve killing people?
Well, it's a story of several of the men and women who
have... I don't feel safe in the studio
...attempted to kill a U.S. president. And it is worth noting that only two women have ever attempted as such assassination. And composer and lyricist Sondheim and book writer Will Dam have included the stories of five would-be assassins and four successful ones. Starting with the assassination of Abraham Lincoln in 1865.
That was actually then a play within a play, because Abraham Lincoln got assassinated at a play.
Yeah, I think so.
If you made a play of it, it would be a play in a play.
Play of a play of a play.
Yeah, I think our listeners are a little bit confused.
I'm confused.
Yes, but I think the thing is, this musical, it's very carefully and cleverly designed.
Is it like, I'm going to kill you silently?
No, it's more like something is broken. That's one song in the musical. It's like when somebody's life got shattered into pieces, he or she started to blame the society, blame their country, and try to realize their so-called American dream by killing an American president. It's totally wrong, but when you put all them together, you started to see the resemblance, and you started to understand, well, not really understand them, but understand why some people's life goes wrong. And the lyrics are so smart and funny, and the music is easy on the ears, and I enjoyed it a lot.
So now,
highly recommend.
Now we're really seeing New Honglin's cards. Okay, her happy place started off something we can all relate to, right? Who doesn't love the musical Cats? You know, whatever, Liming. Everybody else loves it. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, you expect her. You hear musical. You hear nice. You hear fantastic, and then assassin. And how when the world goes wrong, you got to kill somebody or something. I don't know, but there's a musical out there about this. If this interests you and you're like New Honglin, then maybe you might want to check it out.
And did you notice there was a weird smile when she talked about the four successful assassins?
I try not to look at her when she talks about this stuff because I get scared.
Just broke. Something just
broke. Oh, God, I looked at her. Jesus. Okay, collect yourself. Okay, guys, I'm going to try to talk about my happy place.
Yeah, let us know.
Do not look at New Honglin.
Please
let us know.
All right, so as a foreigner here in China, I have to do things like renew visas often, okay?
Okay.
So this is a process, often takes a while, but you get it done and you stay in China for as long as your visa allows. But it can be tedious, and you have to go through different, of
paperwork,
course,
routine.
Right, and different, of course, errands. With the Chinese government, with your company, and then with your passport, the U.S. government. So I was reminded of something, because I had to go to the U.S. embassy to take care of something for my passport yesterday. And so I went into the embassy, and I went down to kind of just this area where they serve American citizens, right? So. Mm-hmm. There's an area just for American citizens and their problems. When I went to the window, I had to go to like three different windows to get help. And each window, I saw someone of a different color, a different ethnicity. But culturally, the way we talked, the way we felt comfortable with each other, the way I felt like immediately, like none of those things made any difference. Even though we looked like we were from different parts of the world, there was this one person who helped me. He was so nice. I felt like he was my brother, but he was he definitely his ancestors were from a different part of the world. And I sat there and I was like, man, I love that so much. That when I grew up, I remember I would run across the street. And one of my very best friends was a kid named Thuy Tran. He was, I think, from Vietnam. And me and him would hang out. And there was this other kid from Russia. He was one of my best friends in middle school, Rody Burtsev. And his mom would help teach me piano a little bit and stuff, and I got to experience his culture when I every time I went to his house. Same with Tue Tran. And that at the end of the day, you know, like, I'm not saying that America's, you know, I'm not praising America for anything more than the fact that it is an area where we can see, hopefully, on some levels, though not all the time, Americans or human beings from all different cultures and backgrounds being able to relate to each other, call each other brothers, feel comfortable around each other, share things. And that made me so happy, because if that's maybe a way we can move towards the future again, where, you know, Chinese come visit America, Americans come visit China, we get to understand each other. Suddenly, when we're in a room, we don't feel uncomfortable when one does something the other one doesn't necessarily understand, but we become global citizens saying, I respect what that person's doing, even though it's not what I would do. And I think for our future kids, for our future in general as a species, this is necessary. And not just my happy place.
I know.
Yeah.
This is a very important observation that you're having, especially in the light of what's going on the U.S.-Mexican borders and what's happening to those immigrants. But yes, I still think it's very encouraging to see a country that looks at a diverse culture as an asset instead of a challenge or an obstacle.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lesson that every other country in the world can learn from.
Yeah, and I think your happy place is actually also a very beautiful place, even though there are some trends of anti-globalization in the world. I think most people understand how important it is to connect with each other, understand each other, and also understand that if you close your door, maybe you don't get to suffer from the outside wind and rain, but you are also blocking yourself out from the sun and light.
Folks, I encourage you in life to not focus on the differences, but focus on the similarities. And I think you'll find a much happier life.